morning. Welcome to Trust the Bible, growing your confidence that the Bible is true and the ultimate resource for life. I'm Pastor David Gennaro, and I am talking about the TV show Living Biblically this week. Also, there is a book by the title The Year of Living Biblically, and that the TV program is on CBS at 9:30 in the evenings on Monday night. And I think it raises a lot of important questions for this program. The whole premise of the show is, what would it be like for someone to try to truly live biblically? And in the minds of the creators of the show, and I think the reason is because in the minds of most Americans today, that would be ridiculous. That would be funny. That would create all kinds of impossible situations to navigate, and you know, no one could ever do that. In fact, even the priest in the show laughs hysterically when he hears that the main character, Chip, is going to try to live biblically. But that's the whole purpose of this program. You know, the purpose of Trust the Bible, this program, is to grow your confidence that the Bible is true and the ultimate resource for life, meaning you should want to study the commandments in the Bible. You should want to know everything the Bible teaches and carefully do everything written in it. Because God himself, and Jesus reaffirmed this promise, said, if you do that, you will be prosperous and successful. This is the key to truly having a successful life. And so anyone who calls themselves a Christian, meaning a follower of Christ, would want to follow what Jesus teaches. And this is what Jesus said. You know, if you want to succeed in life, then carefully do everything in the Bible. Live biblically. This is what it means to be a Christian. Now, of course, in the television show, there are a lot of things done that I don't think the Bible really teaches, that are put forward as, see, here's what the Bible teaches. So one of them is stoning someone caught in adultery. I talked about this yesterday. Let me read the passage from the book. I didn't do this. The book provides a lot of the material for the television series. And in the book, the author, A.J. Jacobs, was asked, were you able to stone an adulterer? Now, why is he stoning an adulterer, or why would he want to? Well, because he's trying to live biblically, and the Bible says stone an adulterer, so if he comes across someone who he finds out commits adultery, then he should stone the person, or that's what is the basis of the comedy. So here's what he writes. He says, to the question, were you able to stone an adulterer? Just one. I was walking in the park dressed in full biblical attire, white clothes, sandals, a staff. I mean, right away you can tell this is just meant to be funny. I mean, the Bible nowhere says that you have to carry a staff with you everywhere you go. That's not a biblical command. But anyway, he says, I'm wearing white clothes, sandals, a staff, and an elderly man asked me what I was doing. I explained that I was trying to abide by all the rules of the Bible, including stoning adulterers. He said, I'm an adulterer. You gonna stone me? And I said, well, yes, that would be great. I showed him some pebbles from my pocket that I had stored for just this occasion. He grabbed the pebbles out of my hand and whipped them at me. So I decided an eye for an eye and tossed a pebble at him, and in that way, I stoned. Now, I have to appreciate the writing and the way he tells the story, and I think it is fairly humorous, but again, it's based on this premise that no one can truly follow the Bible, that would create all kinds of absurdities. He doesn't even follow the Bible here in any sense, not just literally or unliterally. No, he's supposed to put the person to death is the command he's supposedly trying to live out. The verse that he's trying to live out doesn't even actually say anything about stoning. It just says put the adulterer to death. So, you know, that's just trying to act like you're creating absurd situations by following the Bible and you're not actually doing it. The problem, of course, is that the Bible never commands this man to stone anyone. The Bible never commands any of you listening to stone anyone. It doesn't do that. There is a command recorded in Deuteronomy in which God told the Israelites that their government, as they are acting as a sovereign state, should put adulterers to death. The Bible says that. I'm not going to try to whitewash it. I'm not going to say, well, but it didn't really mean that. No, it did, but it was talking to the Israelites. It was talking to the Israelites while they were sovereign over their own government, while they were not under the power of a foreign ruler. So it's not addressing a single person in America. It's just not. It is a command where the Bible says this is for the Israelites, very clearly. So if you're going to follow the Bible literally, then you would not stone an adulterer, because the Bible tells us to submit to governing authorities. the government today would arrest you and charge you with murder, and rightfully so, if you were to stone someone to death for committing adultery. And so the actual biblical command, if you're going to live biblically, would be to not stone someone. That would be violating biblical command. I just have to put this out here, that the whole premise of the show is, oh, the Bible's full of all kinds of things we don't follow, and we shouldn't try to follow everything in the Bible. And I'm saying, no, if you're living biblically, which you should, if you're a follower of Christ, you should follow everything the Bible commands you to do. And what is it the Bible commands you to do? That's where we're going to have some differences with a show like this, is it absolutely does not command you to stone an adulterer. That's just something the show is assuming without any serious Bible study. That's the whole problem with the show, really, is there's no serious Bible study. It's just the assumption is we have to pick some of the commands we like and ignore the other commands and not actually pay attention to what the Bible says. So one of the things the priest says in the show that really struck me, as he laughs off the idea of actually following every command in the Bible, one of the things that the priest says is what I always tell my parishioners is that Bible stands for basic instructions before leaving earth. Now, I've heard that many times before. It sounds pretty clever, right? You've got B-I-B-L-E in there, basic instructions before leaving earth. That's pretty neat. You can remember it easily. If you can spell Bible, then you can remember, you know, how to say that. And it sounds nice, and it's something that a lot of people in churches will say. Maybe you've said it. Maybe you've heard it before. After watching this show, I've got to tell you, I don't like that saying anymore, because I think it really illustrates a completely different view of the Bible than what Jesus says we should believe about the Bible. The Bible is a lot more than basic instructions before leaving earth. The Bible is about how to live your life now. And what he's saying, you know, what the priest is saying on the show is, don't try to live out everything in the Bible here and now and follow every command and live biblically. The Bible is really just giving you some basic instructions to prepare for death. Here are some things you need to know before you die so you get to go to heaven when you die. Don't think that you need to carefully follow what's written in the Bible now, because it's impossible, it doesn't work, we live in 21st century America, it's just unrealistic. Okay? I have a problem with that, because the purpose of this show is to grow your confidence that the Bible is true and the ultimate resource for life. It's not just some basic instructions before leaving earth. It is everything you need. It is sufficient instruction from God in how to live a prosperous and successful life. It should guide every step of the way here and now. It's not just about here are some things to know so you go to heaven when you die and you can ignore the rest of it. It is God's word to us to teach us and instruct us and rebuke and correct us so that we can be, as 2 Timothy 3:16 and 17 says, so that we can be thoroughly equipped for every good work. It's about how to live life now, how to live life, again, as Joshua 1:8 says, to be prosperous and successful. How are we prosperous and successful? God tells Joshua it's by carefully doing everything written in the Bible. The Bible is a comprehensive book that tells us how we should act in our marriage, what the proper roles for a husband and wife are, how we should handle our finances, what are wise things to invest money in and unwise, what is the purpose of money. It tells us everything. It tells us about relationships, from warnings against gossip and lying to how we should think of others in comparison with ourselves. It talks about our thought life. It talks about so many things. It's not just basic instructions. It is our thorough instruction manual for life. And so we're going to see that as we go through some more examples in the book and the show, how to have not a view of the Bible as just basic instructions, but how to truly live biblically, not live biblically in the comedic way that the show is presenting, but to actually live the way the Bible teaches. I'm going to get into some of those interpretive issues next time. Until then, remember, you can trust the Bible.